Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, Gold Digger, Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And for today's episode, we're going to talk about the power of storytelling. So how you can craft that compelling narrative for your content. And don't worry, it's not as fancy as it sounds. I'm going to teach you exactly what I do in every single post, reel, Facebook Live, email that I do. And I've been able to connect with my audience very quickly through the power of storytelling. But first, a special shout out to Project Broadcast for sponsoring this episode. It's hands down my favorite automation tool to supercharge my business through text message marketing. So if you haven't heard of it before, or you haven't actually taken the plunge to try it out, I'm going to encourage you to do that today. There is a link below this episode so you can get some credit, try it risk-free, and watch your business become automated through the power of Project Broadcast text message marketing. So let's talk about the power of storytelling. So I'm going to give you a few elements to incorporate into storytelling, and I want to talk to you a little bit about why it's so important. What we have to remember is that facts tell and stories sell. So if you're struggling with your content, if you've got your brand figured out, because I always say start with your brand because your content will flow from your brand. But if you've got your brand dialed in, you know who you're serving, how you're helping those people, and your content is still not landing, it's because you haven't incorporated storytelling. This is why we love things like AI and ChatGPT, but it will never trump organic copywriting, organic writing, organic marketing, where you're writing your own copy. Or if you've handed over your social media to a VA and suddenly you're not getting any traction, it's because your VA doesn't know your story, right? Now, I'm lucky enough to work with incredible women that really study me to be able to represent me if they're writing some of the content that's out in social, but you probably read my stuff thinking it's me writing all of it. I write about 70% of our content, I would say. And so think about that. I've got a team helping me, but they're able to capture my voice. And that has taken a long time to get to that. Okay. So those are some things to think about. So first thing you need to do is know your audience. So I already talked about that. But you need to be able to know your audience to know how to connect with them. For example, I know for me, I have a lot of things I've experienced in life. I've struggled with, being on medication, being very ill, 40 pounds overweight. I've gone through bankruptcy. I've gone through postpartum depression. I've gone through just all the things. But I know my audience wants to learn how to make money online, and they often are overcoming money issues. So I'm going to be sharing stories around being in debt, the money mindset, limiting beliefs that I had around money, growing up in lack. I'm going to connect to those stories because I know that's going to resonate with my audience. So I want you to think about your own content and your audience. Are you sharing stories that are connecting with your avatar? The second thing you want to think about is you want to develop a clear narrative arc. So that's a fancy way of saying you need a beginning, middle, and end. Why do we love movies? So the girls were asking Scott the other day, like, why do movies always have something bad happen in them? And he was explaining, it's not going to do well, a movie, unless there's some kind of like drama to it, right? And so not that we need to be dramatic or have something bad happen in our stories, but we need beginning, middle, and end. What I always tell people is share the struggle to the success. So you don't want to post on social and talk about how horrible your life is, or you grew up in debt, or you just something bad, right? You want to share that struggle and then tell them the success, tell them the silver lining. And you don't have to have arrived, but there has to be some kind of progress because one, you need to understand storytelling. It needs to be worth reading or following. Two, people are going to see themselves in your shoes. So here's an example. I'm somebody who was in debt, or my business was in the negative, in the red for the first few years. So whenever I do webinars, I always show my real life taxes that I, my taxes for my business income. I show them 2011, 2012, 13, 14. And I don't think it was until maybe 15 or 16 that I actually made money, but it was like a few thousand. And then obviously they can see the jump to 150K, then 250K, then 1.1 million. Why do you think I do that? Because I want them to see, even if they're struggling, even if their business is in the red, even if they haven't cracked the code yet, if they keep going,
and obviously learning from me, maybe they can have that kind of success. Okay, so you definitely want that beginning, middle, end. And the end doesn't have to be you have quote unquote arrived, but it has to be something progressing forward so that way you can take your audience with you. The next tip I have for you is to show, don't tell. So again, facts tell, stories sell. So we want to show that. We want to describe. We want to evoke emotion. And this is actually another tip, is evoke emotion. But what I mean by that is with the showing, you want to be able to bring them into the story. So this is why guided visualizations are so powerful. If we imagine ourselves in that vision, right? So here, just roll with me for a second. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Close your eyes for a minute. I want you to imagine you finish listening to this podcast and you walk out to your back porch and you sit down in your back porch and you just maybe have a cup of tea. You're just kind of relaxed. The birds are chirping. The sun is setting. It's like that beautiful glow, right? You know what I'm talking about, right before sunset. And it's just super quiet, but you hear a little bit of rustling in nature and you feel just this sense of calm and contentment in your heart, knowing all is well. And you're just so grateful for this moment. You felt that, didn't you? That's the power of showing and not telling. Is what we want to do is we want to describe things so that way we can connect with our audience. So this rolls into tip four, evoking emotion. So what we want to do is we want to evoke that emotion. You want to connect with empathy. You want them to be able to feel like what it's like to be in your shoes. So yes, I quote unquote air my dirty laundry. I tell people about my battle with alcoholism. I tell people about being in debt. I tell people the struggles of being a new mom and not feeling equipped, what it felt like to be bullied at work. Like, I share those things because I know I will evoke emotion in those reading my words or listening to me talk on camera because it's real and it's raw and it connects with people on such a deep level. So if your content is falling flat, another thing to look at is, are you being too surface? So if you're being too surface, you're probably protecting yourself. It's absolutely not going to connect with your audience. It's just not going to land. Wait 1 second, Gold Digger. I totally want to interrupt what we were talking about to tell you something important. When you hear the word automation, I bet you get really excited about that, right? Well, one of the ways I was able to scale my business from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and then a multiple seven-figure business was by implementing automation. My favorite way to automate my text message marketing is with Project Broadcast. So basically what you can do is you can have people opt into your list with a keyword and you can give them a freebie or have them register for an upcoming free challenge or workshop that you have. Basically, you're going to incentivize them. Now they're on your text list and with a click of a button, you can send on a list or send out a text to your entire list. It's a 98% open rate. And think about it, when you're texting somebody, you're inside of their text message or you're on their phone, right? It's really personal. I've been able to use text message marketing to be able to reach our audience in a totally different, intimate way. But most importantly, it's created automation. So instead of me DMing my whole list about a new product release or a flash sale or something coming up, I can schedule it. By the way, you can schedule it to send that out whenever the time is right. So I highly recommend that you check out Project Broadcast to implement text message marketing into your own business. Check the link in the comments below and get started today. And the final thing, and you know I'm going to say this, but with storytelling, content, all of it, you've got to be authentic and be vulnerable. So if you feel uncomfortable doing a post, you are on the right track. Some of my scariest, most vulnerable posts, I was like so resistant to hit that button. Or if you've actually followed me at all, I have some lives I've done over the years where you could visibly tell that I was very nervous to bring up what I was going to bring up. Even during the pandemic, I was extremely vocal because I have PhDs in natural health and holistic nutrition. So I know how to research things. And so all the stuff I was finding was just horrible. And so I would go live and I would tell people what I knew. And I was so nervous to do it. And God was urging me to do it and just share what I knew to help somebody else out there. But those were my best videos. Those are my best posts when I'm so vulnerable and authentic. And I have to tell you, after I've gone live or done those posts, I have never felt so genuine, you know, as far as like really being me. And what happens is the more genuine you are, you will attract genuine people. You will attract really good people. I mean, I know you. If you're still listening to this episode, you're a good person. You want to make the world a better place. Like, I know that for a fact because that's who I attract. So imagine for you to start getting some really good connections out there from just good humans that you could potentially help. That's going to happen when you start to be more authentic and vulnerable. So I want to mention Project Broadcast before I pop off. This text message marketing is really a game changer, especially if maybe the email marketing isn't working for you or you like the idea of really reaching people where they're at. With email marketing, 20-25% open rate compared to text message marketing has a 98% open rate. I mean, it's not even close. But the thing is, most of the people on social media are on their phones, right? And so where does a text message land? Right in their text message area on their phone, which is just a really intimate place for people. So with text message marketing, not only can you use text messaging to reach your people, like just a click of a button, you could text everybody on your entire subscriber list so you can let them know about new releases, flash sales, upcoming conversion events. But you can actually automate the follow-up process. So people can opt into your text message phone number, which looks like a work phone to them, and it interacts just like a normal phone number. It's actually technically another phone number. And what's really cool is you can automate it so that it'll automatically drip on them. They'll get text messages. So imagine having people see your content on social. You have them opt in to your text message service, and then they get messages from you, and you're like literally warming up those prospects and marketing to them. So it really is a no-brainer. So look below this video so that way you could check it out and see what that's all about. It's going to just really change your life for real. Okay, so check that out. And since you're listening to this, I would love to encourage you to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. We have a top-rated podcast in the whole world for marketing. So there's lots of different episodes that you can check out as well. And if this was helpful in any way, please leave a review. It's like literally the best compliment you can give me. Take a screenshot of this, throw it in your stories and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. Really appreciate that. And I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. Well, that's a wrap, Gold Digger. Hope you love this episode and to dive in even more into this material. I have a special offer for you. All you have to do is drop the word boss on Instagram and shoot that over to us, and we will send you a free copy of my number one international bestseller, Boss It Up, Bae. We have some special goodies for you with that as well. In this book, I'm going to teach you how to level up your personal brand, attract your ideal avatar to you, and totally dominate your online space. So make sure you head over to Instagram right now, DM us the word boss, and we will get that to you. And as always, make sure you subscribe and all the things to not miss any other episodes. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate, all you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.